This month in our worship and through our sermons, we've been focusing on the theme of waiting. You know, our days often begin with a bit of waiting. As soon as we get out of bed, we head to the kitchen and start brewing some coffee. We wait patiently for that cup of joe. Now, we Americans love our coffee, and we take it in many different forms. Think about it. We have espressos, cappuccinos, lattes, mochas, cafe americanos, and of course, straight black coffee with nothing added. Now, the beauty of coffee is that it hits all the senses. As we wait for our coffee to brew, our eyes watch that rich, dark liquid flow into our coffee mugs. Our noses inhale that yummy aroma. And when it's finally ready and we pick up our mugs, our hands feel the warmth and our tongues savor the flavor. And oh, that flavor, it's so worth waiting for. And if you're not a coffee drinker, I hope I've convinced you now to start drinking coffee. Now, I know some people who like to use instant coffee. That's fine, but I prefer the stuff that comes from real beans. It takes a little bit longer to make, but it's worth waiting for. And I'm willing to wait for the really good stuff. Now, I don't know about John the Baptist, whether or not he was a coffee drinker. Heck, I don't even know if coffee was around back then. But I do know that John was willing to wait for the real thing. And what I mean by this is that in his day, there was no shortage of fake messiahs, which is why he asked Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" And by the way, he asked that question from a prison cell. According to all three of the synoptic gospels, John was imprisoned because of his criticism of Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great. John had rebuked Herod for marrying Herodias, the half-niece of Herod. And according to Jewish law, such a union was prohibited. John's repeated reminders about this fact led to his imprisonment, and it led to his eventual execution. But before John was killed, and while he was still in prison, he wanted to make sure that he had waited for the right Messiah, not a fake one. And so he sent some of his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus responded by telling John's disciples that they should share what they have seen with their own eyes, that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. Now, all of this was incredibly exciting, but Jesus made it clear to them that following him is no joke. Now, John's disciples might have preferred waiting for another Messiah, maybe one who wouldn't challenge them so much, maybe one who would give them soft robes, as it's mentioned in the scripture, soft robes to make life more comfortable. Now, I certainly like for life to be comfortable, as I think most people do. But sometimes our desire for comfort can keep us from seeing how Christ is really working in the world. Now, if we believe that the Messiah is supposed to make life easier for us, that the Messiah is to make us more comfortable, then Jesus is telling us that we're waiting for the wrong Messiah. Today I invite you to ponder the kind of Messiah you're waiting for. Are you looking for a Messiah who makes you comfortable? Which, by the way, is a Messiah made in your own image. Or are you looking and listening for ways that Christ is calling you to follow, even when it is hard. Now, the work of Christ can make us uncomfortable because there are times when Jesus disrupts life. Think about the last time you were in a period of waiting, and then God revealed something life-changing. Accepting that kind of change can be really, really hard. Now, as we move closer to Christmas, I do invite you to reflect on the kind of Messiah you're waiting for. Are you truly looking for the presence of Christ? Are you listening for the voice of our Lord? Are you just wanting to be comfortable? Do you want the Messiah just to agree with everything you think and believe and to make your life as easy as possible? Now, the Jesus that we meet in the New Testament doesn't work that way. And so I want to encourage all of us during this Advent season to be more open and ready to hear the ways that Christ may be calling us to follow, even when it's hard, even when it makes us uncomfortable, even when it disrupts us and turns life upside down. May we be willing to listen and to follow. Amen.